Of the new ethics concerns over President Trump seeking payments from government agencies he oversees. Sources tell ABC News that he's expected to make a deal that would create a nearly $2 billion fund to compensate his allies who say they were victimized by the Biden Justice Department. Here's ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent, Pierre Thomas.
Tonight, sources tell ABC News President Trump is poised to strike a deal with his own government to settle a $10 billion lawsuit he brought against the IRS. And he plans to use the money to pay allies who claim they were mistreated by what he called the, quote, weaponized Biden Justice Department. A group that could include those who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Trump filed the lawsuit against the IRS in the early days of his second term over the leak of some of his tax returns several years before. And he filed for $230 million in claims against the Justice Department for investigating him. He acknowledged the unprecedented situation, an American president suing his own administration.
It's interesting because I'm the one that makes the decision, right? And, you know, that decision would have to go across my desk. And it's awfully strange to make a decision where I'm paying myself.
Tonight, sources telling us that Trump is looking to drop his suit in exchange for the creation of a $1.7 billion fund to settle claims from anyone who says they were wronged by the Biden DOJ. The fund would be run by a commission whose members Trump could fire at any time. It would not be required to disclose how it runs or makes decisions. Today, even some Republican lawmakers stunned.
I don't even know how that's allowable to happen.
Democrats are calling it a slush fund and grift, financed by taxpayer money.
Donald Trump is setting up a $1.7 billion political slush fund for the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and his other political lieutenants and hangers-on.
And with tonight, the former leader of the Proud Boys is celebrating.